Good morning. This morning when I awoke, I heard the magic of Christmas, and I thought, oh, that's what I'm supposed to talk about today, the magic of Christmas. So in reflecting on the magic of Christmas, I started thinking about some of my memorable Christmases, some when I was quite young, some when we've had special Christmases and we look back, we realize that life has lessons for us even when we're tiny. And so I'm going to share some of those lessons that I've learned and some of those inspirational moments. One of the first Christmases that I recall, when my parents were still here, we always, in our family, Santa Claus only brought one present, and everyone else gave you the rest. However, in my belief system, because I had an older brother that was 12 years older than me and one that was 8 years older than me, they already let me know there was no Santa Claus. So I'm glad I could speak with this with no children here today. But the thing that was so wonderful for me this particular Christmas, I must have been 4 or 5, I wanted a little tea table. I wanted it so bad. But you know what? I didn't tell anybody. I had a little tea set, but I wanted a little tea table. And this gracious little lady who lived about a block away, I loved her so. Her name was Grace Barr. Wouldn't you know, I had that little tea table underneath the Christmas tree, and it was from my dear friend who used to watch me, Grace Barr. Now, that was a miracle, magical moment for me because I hadn't asked for it. You see, sometimes if we really look at our life, we can see the magic happen. And then I want to go forward to when we lived in this little village that had only 1.5 streets. It was a beautiful little town. Oh, it was pristine, really, beautiful little town. The name is Willow Branch. It was lined with maple trees. And it had a gorgeous church there. And it was a very safe town. And it was about 9:30 or 10 o'clock. And I begged my parents, please, can I go outside? And I used to love to play in the snow. Any of you that's my age, you might remember the old snow suits that were made out of wool. When you got those wet, you were really wet and smelly. I had already played all day and made snow angels, but for some reason they allowed me to go back out in that snowsuit, even though it wasn't totally dry. I was the only person on that street, and I was walking up right down in the middle of the street with snow covered, and the street lights were ever spaced so. And it was beautiful. And I remember I had my nose in the air and I was catching snowflakes when all of a sudden I saw the night sky and I saw the beautiful stars up there. Even though it was snowing, it was like the snowflakes and the stars blended together. And all of a sudden, I had a magical feeling. I knew there was something way beyond me in the universe that was very much aware of me walking alone down that street. And I felt so comforted and so warm and so aware of something that I didn't understand. And then another time at Christmas, I was playing outside. I think I was in first or second grade. And everybody was making snow men and all kinds of snow things in the snow. And all of a sudden, I sat down under the tree. And I was sculpting something. And I was daydreaming. And I was wondering about the future. And just sitting there all alone. I'm a very social person. But for some reason, I wanted to be all alone at that time. And when I looked down, I realized I had sculpted this little white church with a steeple. Now, we were going attending a church with brick churches. But something was speaking to me about that chapel. Something was warming my heart. Now, you have to know, I was wondering about the future. It's amazing. When we open our hearts and we open our mind and we're aware like children and we just wonder, it's amazing what the universe and what the angels and our guides and teachers are able to give to us when we're open to it. It's like that verse in the Bible, and a child will lead them. That childlike consciousness can still lead us. And then I had a Christmas that wasn't so good. And the reason it wasn't so good didn't have anything to do with anybody else but me. And the Christmas presents were under the tree. And the children had told me how they used to sneak and open up the presents. And I thought, why, I can do that. I always wore dresses. My mom always had me in dresses back in the old days. I think we all wore dresses. So one at a time, I'd march upstairs and open that present and wrap it so carefully back, put it under my dress, and put it under the tree. Each one, you know, that Christmas was such a disappointment to me because I already knew what I was getting. It was such a disappointment for me because I had ruined the magical moments. I had turned into the physical of what was there. And even as a child, I knew something was not wrong. Something was very wrong with what I had done. And it seemed like after that magical moment was gone for a while because I had moved on and gotten a little older. And then one day, and I've told this story before, so bear with me, because it's one of the most special Christmases. I wanted to go to my grandmother's house. She had had a stroke. And I was going to college just 50 miles south. And the magic of Christmas I had when I went to grandmother's house is, for my brothers and I, she would always take a saucer and make these big sugar cookies and sprinkle them with the sugar, and sometimes it was red sugar. Oh, they were so good. And I was so bound and determined I could get that sugar cookie recipe out of my grandmother, even though she was in a stroke. And so I went there, and my aunt and uncle had moved in with grandmother because she had had a boarding house. It was a very big house. And she didn't want to ever leave that home. So they moved in with her to take care of her. And my aunt, who had a Wesleyan Methodist church, who's not anything like metaphysics at all, they were having a Christmas play. And my cousin had given birth on December the 2nd to a little girl named Joy. And Joy was going to be baby Jesus. Now, I wanted to have grandmother alone, so I said, all of you guys go to the play practice. Please go. I will stay with grandmother. So I never did get the cookie recipe out of her. And they were only gone approximately 30 minutes when they came back. And I thought, well, what's wrong? And they were so quiet. And they didn't know how to tell what had happened. And I said, what? Tell me. Tell me what's going on. Well, everyone was in their place. Baby Joy was baby Jesus sleeping in the manger. They turned off all the lights. And before they could turn on the quiet lights, they referred to what they saw as an angel that had materialized in the back of the church and walked up and blessed the little baby and looked around and disappeared. Now that to me, for any of you that has ever seen materialization, that to me was a materialization. Even though I didn't get to see it, it opened my heart to those magical Christmases again. It opened my heart to those things that are so important. You see, in this day of electronics and in the day of our days, some of these spatial things are so busy and so electronic that we forget about those precious moments with family and friends. And then lastly, I would like to talk to you about the most wonderful Christmas parties ever. The most magical parties ever was when those of us would go to Christmas parties at Virginia's house in the seance room, and our little guides would materialize and come and talk to us. We would bring toys for them to play. You see the proof? They were only about this high, full of twinkle lights and laughter. We'd pull these little toys, would pass candy around, and when they would try to move things with that psychic energy, they didn't know. It was very hard to control, and sometimes the toy would go splat across the wall, so we would have to duck. But it was so joyous for each of us to be able to commune with those little angels who loved us so, who helped us communicate. And they would pass around candy, and believe it or not, they would be able to taste some of it. How, I just don't know, but they did. And when they would not be materialized anymore, that energy would all go back in to Virginia. But those magical days, those magical moments that I'm speaking about, do you realize none of them cost a penny? And even though it began at 3 and 4 and 5, we should not discount the magical moments that our children and grandchildren can have when we don't give them all the luxuries, when that's not what the prime focus is about, when it's about the love and companionship and the joy and the preciousness that was brought to us from that gracious master teacher, Jesus the Christ. God bless you.